Hi, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Irene. How can I help?
Hello. I wanted to kind of update some parts of the website.
Sure, I
Of our
can
website.
definitely help you out on that. Can I have your name and your phone number, please?
My name is Saul Gomez, and then the phone number is 657-377-9474.
Thank you. Can you check on that? For total tour service?
Yeah.
Okay. And you said you need to update, make some revisions on your website.
Yeah.
Let me go to website here. Well, I would have to have it requested from our website team, but I can get the information that you need. Which parts of the website do you need to be changed?
Just where it says, you see where it's, when you click on the website, there's a spot that says dock equipment.
Dock
I would
equipment,
just like
yeah.
a picture, because they put a picture of the inside of a dock. I would just like the picture of like the outside of a commercial loading dock.
Okay. So we'll do
And
that on the homepage and then on the individual service page for dock equipment as well.
yeah.
Okay. All
And
right.
there's
Got it.
also a couple more that the pictures don't really match up very well. Just on the one that also says fire doors. I would just like, because it says fire doors, but there's a picture of a lock. If we could just put some type of picture of some type of commercial fire door.
Okay. Got it.
And then also where it says automatic doors, if we could just put, you know, some type of picture of automatic doors, you know, like when you go to the grocery store, those sliding doors, automatic sliding doors. And I believe there's a spot where I could upload photos, right?
Actually, yes. If you'd want it uploaded in the, do you want this uploaded in the gallery section?
Yeah, is there any way that I could go in there and mess around with it?
Actually,
Is that possible or?
you can do that in the Local Splash dashboard. Do you have the login credentials to the Local Splash dashboard?
Yeah, is that just on the search bar, right? I could just put Local Splash
Yeah,
dashboard.
my.localsplash.com.
My dog. Yeah. Okay, I see it. Okay, I'm in.
Okay, so there's a website tab at the top.
Let's see, on the top right, website. Okay, perfect.
Yes, and there's website editor.
Website editor. And with that,
A
I
little
just
bit on
scroll
the
down.
The website editor is a little bit on the right side. Once you go to the website tab.
Is this better on a desktop?
Actually, yes. 'Cause you'll be able to navigate a lot better if you are on a desktop.
Okay, my.locals.com. Username. And the username would just be the phone number, right?
Yes, usually it's the phone number on the account.
Or would it be the email?
Oh, it's the phone number on the account, and then there's going to be a system generated. Yeah.
It says invalid credentials. I did it on my phone because I had the Face ID, and...
I can send you the credentials here.
All right, forgot username?
Let me try sending it to you. And if you have, it should send you a text message or an email.
Okay. And then also, you know, the little logo when you're on the Google page, it shows the logo on Google. Can we change that logo? Because I think this one looks kind of like distorted. Like it's a circle, but it looks like an oval once it, like, gets put there.
Let me check. You mean the Google business profile or on the website?
It's on the website.
Which part is it at?
TotalDoorSVC.com when you're searching on Google. And then, you know, you see where you would click on it. On the left side, the logo. It just looks like it got kind of distorted. Like maybe we'll need like a different picture on it. So, yeah, if you just go into Google and then type in Total Door Service, and then you'll see it right there.
So you're referring to the tiny logo that comes up in the search results, is that right?
Yeah.
And we'll change this logo. So yeah, I'm looking it up in Google, and then this logo here, you'd want it changed into.
It's probably too small to, put our logo there. So if we could just put like a small American flag.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Let's see. I think I need to log out of this. Okay.
Okay, so far I have here for the dock equipment to change the picture into an outside like commercial loading dock. Then for fire doors, commercial fire door. For automatic doors, we'll be using automatic sliding doors and change the browser icon or the logo into a small American flag instead of the business logo. All right.
Yeah, just whatever will kind of appear more clearly, I guess.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so 200 users. Okay, the username. Okay, I see. Okay. Okay, cool. Okay, I got in here. Okay, so I'll go to website. Okay, I see website. And then website editor, or is that Google Ads? Did I see Google Ads?
Website editor.
Okay. And then I did also open up Google Ads. I don't know if I did it. You know, because when I type in commercial door service, it still doesn't pop up, like, you know, right away. I don't know if I did that right or not. Oh, okay. I see. So I can change it here.
Yeah. So on the website editor, some sections are available for you to update on your end, especially if they're like minor changes and information, but just a heads up that there are also some sections that are locked for just to make sure that it doesn't get messed up. So if some of the changes that you would want would say that it's locked, just let us know if you need anything updated on that section or on that page, for example, and so that we can request it from our website team.
Okay. Yeah. I think it is locked. I don't think I could do it. It's just, it looks, this widget is connected to your content library. It looks like it's locked. Okay. And then another one on fire door. Where it says fire door. If you could put a note on there, preferably, you know, like a red door, you know?
Okay. Okay.
And do you see the picture on commercial doors?
I can go to that part. Yes.
Yeah, so if we can move the picture from commercial doors down to storefront doors.
So this picture that's currently in commercial doors, we'll use it for storefront.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then on commercial doors, if we could put a roll-up door. Oh, and then, okay. Oh, wait, we get those notes.
Okay, got it. And, yeah, what else are we going to update?
Yeah, if we could add an Instagram profile, because I see the Google and a Facebook, right, somewhere around here. Oh, I see Facebook and Yelp. If we could add, like, maybe the Google profile and the Instagram page.
Okay. Well, actually, the Google business profile link is up there at the top. It goes straight to the... Yeah, to the review link, in fact, I believe it's designed to have the review link directly up in there, which still leads to the Google business profile. But for the Instagram, we can have that added. I'll just ask you to send the Instagram link over to us. You can text it on this number.
Okay, and then also, this was one question. If we change the little icon on the Google, is that going to change the icon on the website? Because I think that's what we ran into last time.
You mean the little icon that comes up when it shows in the search result list?
Yeah, is that, because I think what happened last time we changed that one, but it ended up changing the one on the site itself.
I believe that's going to be separate because this, I forgot exactly what is the term used, but it's either like a browser icon, tiny icon, or a web icon, but it's different itself with the logos in the logo section of the on the page. So this
okay.
icon is just the one like when you open the website on like on Google, for example, you see those tabs in your Google Chrome. That's the icon that shows up in there.
Okay. So it is, yeah. Because I think we did it last time, but there was like some type of, I don't know what happened, but they were changing stuff around, but it ended up changing the wrong one. But hopefully they do that one.
Okay. I'll have it noted.
Okay, perfect. And then the Instagram, I just copy the link and then send it to this number?
Yes, please.
Okay. Control service. Okay, I just sent it.
Okay, thank you. So I'll have all these requests sent over to our website team, and it could take 24 to 48 hours for them to make these updates. You will receive an email or a text message once the updates are done. And if in case you have any follow-up questions or anything that needs that we need from your end, we will also let you know.
Okay, perfect. And I did have one other question.
Uh-huh.
How would we get, you know, as close to like the first page of like Google search results?
Well, that is actually the main goal. We do daily optimization for that in order to get you to rank higher and higher in the Google search and Google Maps. For that one, I'm going to check where we're at right now, and let's see what
else. Yeah, because I did start running ads, so I don't know if that's going to help or not. But
okay.
Even the ads, they don't pop up. So I did have a question on the Google account. Is there any way just to set like a radius on service?
It's not going to be radius, but it's going to be specific, like zip codes or city name, or what do you call this, or county name itself.
I see. And then if I go on Google Ads and let's say I add all these extra cities, will that because I ran into a problem before when we did service in an area that wasn't listed in our service area, and we got a review, and then it did something where it, like, blocked it out. It took the page down. So would that be a problem if I get a review, like, let's say that's in Corona, but our service area only shows Orange County?
Well, no. Review-wise, any user is able to leave a review in your Google Business profile, as long as it's not you that is leaving the review. Google doesn't restrict that, the review per location of the user itself, as long as it is a valid Gmail account, and it's an actual, then that would not be a problem.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, because I think that time the person that was getting the service was out of state, and then I did all the work and I sent them pictures and they left a review, but they were in Texas. So I think it like red flagged it. But yeah, it may have been due to another reason, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. So Google usually filters or blocks reviews based on reasons, like if they see it as a spam or if it's not like, if they don't see it as an actual person leaving a review, it's usually those reasons, especially if that, let's say, particular profile or user has made reviews in other Google business profiles before that were, you know, detected as spam as well. It's usually that, but it doesn't matter per location or where the review is coming from. It doesn't filter it that way. Unless if they, like, add photos and then the photos are showing a different... Google has tagged it as a photo that's not in the service area, then that could be, that could be a reason.
I see. Okay. So is there any way that, I'm trying to see where you guys also help on like optimizing the ad to make it better?
Well, that's what I would like to ask. You mentioned you started using Google Ads or running Google Ads. Are you running that on your own? Because I don't see Google Ads right now.
Yeah, I just added it yesterday. On, I think, Friday.
Okay. I don't see it on the account at the moment. So meaning we are not handling or managing the Google Ads, so I couldn't get information on that. However, it is also a service that we provide so that we can help you manage and look at, run the ads from our end on your Google business profile, and that's something that we can discuss with our team, and then that way we can help you in the Google ads. But if it's something that we don't have in our system, unfortunately, we won't be able to get a lot of information on that because we will not have access on that from our end.
Okay, that's fine. And how would you guys be able to gain access? Do I just pass on that information to you guys? Because I think it's a Google Ads and the Google Business. Because right here on my business account is clicked advertise, and I just clicked that. I clicked advertise, and then I just kind of put in my card info.
Let me check real quick. I'll check with our team real quick. Give me a second.
Okay. Oh, okay. So yeah, on the ads, it shows the people within 40 miles. Okay, so I can see that on my ads, it shows to people within 40 miles, but I think on the Google page, it's only advertising for Orange County. So I think what's happening, maybe it's kind of working against each other because this might be advertising, but then when they read the service area, then they're not in that service area.
Okay.
So I think we just have to make a bigger service area on the Google account itself.
So what's currently set in your Google Ads, you said, 40 miles?
Yeah, 40-mile radius from Santa Ana. Yeah, see, so
okay.
On our Google, yeah, the service area only says Garden Grove, Westminster, Anaheim, you know, a few cities. I didn't want to change it myself because I don't know if I add too many at once or if that'll kind of flag the page because can I edit that here or is that something that you guys can take care of?
Yeah, let's request for that through our Google team. That way they'd be able to optimize it properly as well. So this is only for the service areas in the Google Business Profile. So right now we have Garden Grove, Orange County, Santa Ana, and Santa Ana. Which ones would you like to be added in the service areas?
I would say anything within a 40-mile radius. So that's kind of hard to, but yeah, I mean, I would just have to Google cities in a 40-mile radius. For sure, like Riverside,
okay.
Long Beach, Los Angeles, let me see. See where we're at. Okay. Let's see, 40 miles. Yes, let's start. Yeah, so I would say Irvine, too, if that's not in there.
Okay.
Norwalk, Whittier, Santa Fe Springs, Rancho Cucamonga, Huntington Beach, Newport Beach, Corona Del Mar, I don't know if I already said City of Corona. I think I did.
Not yet.
Okay, Corona. And is Fullerton already there? And Stanton?
Not yet.
Okay, and you got Stanton, right?
Yes.
Okay, and Hawaiian Gardens? Buena Park?
Buena.
You have Tustin there?
Not yet. Got it.
You got Tustin, Costa Mesa. And then I think you have Orange already on there. Westminster.
I have that added.
Lake Forest.
Google business profile would limit us to up to 20 only. So we probably have
okay. Okay. Maybe we could take off Los Angeles and then put Yorba Linda and Placentia. Let me see, and maybe take off Hawaiian Gardens since that's a small city.
Okay.
Yeah, so take off Los Angeles and Hawaiian Gardens, and then replace that with Placentia and Yorba Linda.
Okay. Okay, got it.
And how would we expand that radius? Like, let's say, would we have to make another Google business profile to run the next radius?
No, we can only have one Google business profile. So it's
per address?
Per business itself, per profile itself.
Okay. 'Cause like, let's say we have like another location, right? That's, you know, 30 miles from here with another 30 mile radius.
So if it's a different location, you know, same business, a different location, then we would have to create a different business profile for that. Correct.
Okay. Just wondering. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Well, that I think is it for now.
Okay. So I've already submitted the request for the revisions of the website, and then we'll have our team to update as well the service areas here. And this would apply to you know, the website, the Google business profile, and would you like this to be for Facebook ads too? Because you have Facebook ads. Do you want to expand it, your Facebook ads on this service areas too that was mentioned?
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right then. Got it. All right. I'll have that updated. And we will let you know if, because sometimes when we make updates on Google business profile, Google might trigger a re-verification. So we'll let you know if that would be necessary or if Google would require for that. But if not, then we should be good to go.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right. Anything else aside from this?
I think that's everything for now. If I have any other requests, I'll just wait till they update it and see how it looks.
Okay. All right. We will also follow up with you. And thank you as well for choosing Local Splash. We value your business, and you have a great day ahead.
Thank you. You as well. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye for now.